talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington, Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis has just given a recovery update on areas hit last week by Hurricane Idalia.
It's going to end up being, I think, a pretty rapid restoration compared to past storms, which is good because that helps with everything when you're trying to clean up debris, when you're trying to get all this other stuff in order.
35,000 customers still reported without power. President Biden and the First Lady spent some of Saturday touring part of the region.
The president's visit comes as we are seeing more images of the devastation in communities along Florida's Big Bend region, where entire structures were wiped off the map. Along Idalia's path, tens of thousands of customers remain without power, and some may be without it for weeks.
Correspondent Christian Benavides, the president says he's not disappointed that DeSantis did not join him. Mr. Biden now back in Delaware for the rest of the holiday weekend. We're watching a New Jersey wildfire set off by the crash of a small plane. Officials in Lacey Township, New Jersey, say it's threatening about 25 structures. The pretty dry U.S. Southwest usually welcomes rain, but not too much all at once, which is just what Las Vegas and parts of the desert have gotten. Weather Service forecaster Chris Outler.
All of this rain just does not absorb in our desert soils and within our urban interface. So a lot of flash flooding has been the end result.
In both Las Vegas and around the famous Burning Man event in the desert, where lots of folks are now stuck. Aerosmith singer Steven Tyler owns a home in Maui. He's urging tourists to return to the island after last month's deadly wildfires that all but wiped out a popular tourist town. There's a congressional delegation looking into just what happened. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
We will investigate to find out why did it happen, what went right, what went wrong, so other communities won't ever have to see this.
On the Sunday news interviews, a holiday weekend showcase for some of the many Republicans trailing Donald Trump in the polls. Vivek Ramaswamy about Trump on ABC's This Week.
The job of a true leader is to reunite this country. I would have handled that situation very differently than Trump did. But I do draw a distinction between bad behavior and illegal behavior.
So if he is elected, Ramaswamy continues to pledge to pardon Donald Trump. Still at large near Philadelphia, an escaped convicted murderer, KYWTV's Marcela Baieto.
Officials are urging neighbors to stay vigilant.
They need to be conscious of things such as someone's been in their shed or they're missing a bike.
The heavily wooded area has made search efforts more difficult, but residents are hoping he's found soon.
I'm confident that they are going to snag him one way or the other.
Financial markets now in holiday mode, but Wall Street did finish off the pre-holiday week slightly higher. The Nasdaq actually down a hair, the Dow up about 116 points. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Sunny skies and calm this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 97. Winds out of the southwest 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows around 69. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Mainly clear. Tomorrow, 97. Mid-90s Tuesday, turning much cooler Wednesday with highs in the upper 70s and scattered showers possible. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 93.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
This town one Sunday afternoon, and all I had was $1. I stopped into this bar and ordered up a beer, and you should have heard the bartender holler.
What did he say?
No beer tonight. You can buy beer on Sunday. No beer today, no beer today. You gotta come around on Monday. No beer today, no beer today. You can buy beer on Sunday. No beer today, no beer today. You gotta come around on Monday.
Today, polka kicking things off on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. That was the Bauer Boys. I'm Tim Howbolt, your host, the Polka Guy, keeping you company here. A lot of good tunes here on the way. Plus, a week or so ago, was the Steve Meisner's celebration of life, and they had a big celebration at the Schwabenhof in Milwaukee. Oh, they had, oh my God, I don't know, at least 15 bands from all over the country, Cleveland, Ohio, New York, Nashville. I mean, they came from all over, and what a celebration. And, of course, Barb, his wife, got up there and had a little speech going on, and they had food and things like that, and they're thinking about doing this maybe again next year just as a festival, yeah, because it went over so well. So we have music from that place and a lot of good bands. So we'll get to that in just a little bit. Let me play one more here from the Bauer Boys before I put him away. How about that Ukrainia polka? Thank you. Hey, hey, that is the Ukrainian polka, and that was brought to you by the Bauer Boys. Now, let's get to some of that celebration for Steve Meisner. And the first bands, or one of the first bands that was kicking off, was this from Jimmy Munson from Sussex, Wisconsin. So let's let him run a number or two, okay?
Oh, doll, you're my sweetheart now. Don't you leave me, oh baby doll. Don't you leave me, oh baby doll. Don't you cry, my baby doll, you're my darling now.
Frankie Yankovic and that baby doll polka. With that, we're going to take a little break right now. We'll be back with more of the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show with your host, Tim the Polka Guy. And we'll have some more entertainment from the Celebration of Life for Steve Meisner. And we'll have the Schneider Band coming up here. Yeah, Mike Schneider. So stick around.
If you're a motorist of the four-wheel variety, please watch out for those of us in Wisconsin who do their traveling on two wheels. Adjust your mirrors to reduce your blind spots. Allow motorcyclists a full lane width. Use your turn signal when merging or changing lanes. And allow more following distance between you and the motorcycle. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to the Polka Party on the new WFHR, FM 97.5 in stereo, and AM 1320, the original AM station. All right, let's continue with some more music from Mike Schneider now. And he was one of the early bands in the program. And he's going to play... He's got the Meisner sound down so well. I was listening to this kid, and even the earlier years when he was just getting out there and playing for the public, he just really got that sound down. So he's going to introduce a nice waltz here that Vern did. He thinks it's one of the best ones that Vern produced.
waltzing with you. We're going to do one more waltz before we have a special guest join us for our next set of polkas. Right now, one that Steve wrote, along with his brother Dan, one here called All For You. Steve Meisner, lyrics by his brother Dan Meisner. Thank you.
Always a good polka, and that's the Ridgeland Dutchman band, and they played the Champion Valley Polka. Well, one more here. Schneider is going to be closing out the program here, so he's going to play one more, the Sneaky Pete Polka.
Final song, we're going to do a Meisner classic here, one called Sneaky Pete's. Thanks again, everybody, for coming out.
Thank you.
Thanks again, Scott. And let's have another nice round of applause for our special guest, Scott Kane, all the way from Merrill, Wisconsin.
Thank you, Keith Gennerman, for letting me use your accordion. Ah. Be true.
let's waltz together to our favorite song, the one we remember for oh so long. It tells us a story that happened to us. So let's waltz together to our favorite song. It reminds us when dear our love was new. It tells us that so let's waltz together and then start anew. Then maybe, darling, you'll always be true.
Grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art. Artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Continuing now on the Sunshine Polka Party, we have Eddie Rodick and his band coming up right now. And this was also recorded at the Meisner Fest, is what they called it. But it was actually his celebration of life. So take it away, Eddie.
Oh,
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to our final segment of the Polka Party, and we have Lynn Marie Rink. She showed up from Nashville, Tennessee, to play for this event, and we're going to let her play this next tune, and she'll even introduce it. She's talking about how Steve told her to go ahead and record this thing. So, Lynn?
Just like we rehearsed. And I remember when this song came out, and I said, but it's not, it's a polka, but it's not, and it's got a lot of lyrics, and he was very encouraging. He just said, Lynn, just do what you do. Just do what you do, and I'll never forget those words. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. Anyways, this is a really fun song. It talks about all the great things about being from the North, like being from Milwaukee. One, two, three. Pierogies, hoagies, pretzel parts, cheesesteak, clam bakes, polka bars, Camden Yards, and Fenway Park. That's what I like about the North. Diners, delicatessen, stuffin' is stuffin', it ain't dressin'. Catholic churches for confessing, that's what I like about the North. Football in 2 feet of snow, Lambeau Field in 10 below. If folks don't like you, you will know, that's what I like about the North. Harlem Jazz, Chicago Blues, Motown, stolen Jersey Bruce, Prince and the Revolution, now that's what I like about the North. Soda fountains and head creams, and the Braves ain't America's team. That's what I like about the North. You got the Indians in Ohio and the Vikings up in Minnesota. Mary Tyler Moore and Rhoda. That's what I like about the North. We ain't fixin' to do, we just do it. When it snows, we drive right through it. We smoke tobacco, we don't chew it. That's what I like about the North. Browns, Rangers, Steelers, Yankees, Norton, Ralph, Alfalfa, Spanky, Collinwood is the home of Frankie. That's what I like about the North. Youngstown rocks, Steelton swings. I can't get enough of those buffalo wings. The Coke's not Sprite, if you know what I mean. That's what I like about the North. Kielbasa and fried bologna, hard salami and provolone. We don't eat Christmas dinner at Shoney's. That's what I like about the North. Cooperstown, Niagara Falls, Milwaukee Brews, Carnegie Hall, the art on New York's subway wall. That's what I like about the North. New York's Hayden Planetarium. We give folks rides, we don't carry them. We love our cousins, but we don't marry them. That's what I like about the North. Chili, corner doo-wop up in Philly. The Mick, the Babe, and Say Hey Willie. That's what I like about the North. We drink Heineken and Beck's, not Budweiser, Long Necks, and we don't ask for separate checks. That's what I like about the North. A sack and a bag to bag. never forget her. Now, that's what I like about the North.
Well, that's it for our program today. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in here to WFHR. We'll do this again next week. Have yourself a great holiday weekend here with Labor Day. And we will continue bringing you some of the best polka music in the town. Have yourself a great week, everybody. And bye-bye now.
So many people laugh and dance and look at you. You're having fun. Look at us, we're up, you're smiling. There's no use in crying. Yes, we, you and me, the party's over. Turn out the lights, the party's over. They say that all.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.